Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Ula Rava. In our previous shir, we had a very extensive discussion about materials that are Mekabel Tumah, what size and what Tumah. So in the previous shir, we established that everybody agrees that when it comes to Tumah Saras, Tzaras habgodim, the sheer, the only materials that are makabel tumah are semru pishtin, wool and linen, and we also learned that the makabel tumah in all different types of sizes, the makabel tumah if they're shalosh al shalosh tzapos, shalosh al shalosh tfachim, and in fact, the Torah speaks about just pieces of material, just pieces of thread, shesior erev, that are makabel tumah when we speak about tumas tzaras begodim. But then we talk about other tumas that begodim could be subject or not subject to. And in that shir we learned there was machloikus abai and rova, which really was a machloikus how to learn Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Tana de Beir Shmuel's opinion. According to Abaya, both Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana de Beir Shmuel agree that all other types of begodim are not makabel tumah, just like the not makabel tumah tzaras, the not makabel any other type of tumah. The most notable example I would be able to give is shrotzim. If a sheretz touched the material, according to Abaya's understanding, the namakabel tumah, if they're not wool or linen. Rava disagreed. And he said that there's a difference of opinion between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel when we speak about other materials and other tumas. That according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, they are makabel tumah, even though they're not wool and linen, if they're shalosh or shalosh tfachim. Whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, they're not makabel tumah. And with that introduction or that review, we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach today's shir. Ula Rava, according to Rava the Omar, who he holds, Shloisha al Shloisha, when you have a material which is three tfachim by three tfachim, b'shab godim, not wool or linen, ikabanayu, that's going to be the subject of the dispute between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and a Tana de Beir Shmuel, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar will hold Islay, they are makabel tumah, even though it's not wool or linen. Well, Tana de Beir Shmuel, Tana de Beir Shmuel will hold that there is no Kabbalah's tumah by other tumas either if it's not wool or linen. Shloisha, a shloisha, the locha, that if you have a beged, that's three tfachim by three tfachim, shabagodim, other materials between not just wool and linen, menale, where indeed will Rav Shimon ben Elazar know this halacha from? Where will he know the halacha that the makabel tumah, even though they're not three and three? And as Rashi explains, since a very important part of knowing the halachas of Kabbalah's tumah, we learn from the Goyim, the basic halacha that we discussed extensively at the end of yesterday's shir, that there's a nafgamina between three by three tfachim, etc., is a halacha that we learn from the Goyim. So how can we now say that by other materials, by other tumas, we have these halachas? Shouldn't we learn from the Goyim that only wool and linen are subject to tumah and nothing else? Answers the Gemara, Nafka, because the Torah, when it speaks about the tumah shrotzim that I spoke about at the beginning of the shir, says the word oy beged, the Tanya, because the Braisa says, Rashi actually says that it can't be a Braisa, because if Rava is basing his psak on a Braisa that the Gemara is not quoting, how could Abaya disagree with the Braisa. And because of that, Rashi says to take out the word the Tanya. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it could be a Braisa, because Abaye is not citing his own opinion. Where Abaye is citing his own opinion, says Tosfos, it would be very correct that Abaye, if there's a Braisa that says different than him, Abaye can't argue on a Braisa. But Abaye is just explaining the opinion of Tanoim, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Tana d'Bei Rishmol. And even if there's a Braisa contrary to what they say, doesn't mean that they can't argue on a Braisa. So going back to the Gemara, the Tanya, it says in a Braisa, the Pasuk says by Tumas Shrotzim, V'chol ha-shiyip ha-olem b'mem b'moysom yitma, m'chol kli eitz oy beged. Beged, if the Torah would have only used the word beged, only ela beged, I would say that it means tzemer or pesh, it would mean wool or linen. Because as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, the Torah in the parasha of Negoyim already taught us that beged, when the Torah uses the word beged, it means wool or linen. But if you have something which is shloisha b'shar begodim, if you have a piece of material that's three tefachim by three tefachim, and it's not made out of wool or linen, minayin, how do we know the mekabel tuma? Tamaloymer, oy beged, the Torah added the word oy to teach us that other begodim are also mekabel tuma. As I said at the beginning of the shiur, this is only regarding tuma sheretz. But when we speak about Tumas Negoim, even Rava agrees that the Torah is very clear when it speaks about Tumas Negoim, that it only affects wool and linen, and it doesn't affect anything else. Answers the Gemara. Babaya, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, according to Abaya, Hayoi Beged, Abaya who holds that by Shrotzim as well, only wool and linen are mekabel tuma, my overlay, what does he do with the word oy beged? Answers the Gemara Miboyle, Larabbas has come to teach us, Sholosh or Sholosh Betzemes and Pishtin, that when you have wool or linen, a small piece of material, which is only three etzbos by three etzbos, the metama b'shrotzim, that it's metama b'shrotzim. And actually, Tosfos points out that this question doesn't only apply to Abaya. It also is a question to Rava. Because only Rav Shimon ben Elazar did the Gemara say at the beginning of the shiur, does Rava say that other materials are mekabel tuma sheretz. But Tana d'Bei Rishmol, even Rava will agree, is not mekabel tuma if it's not mekabel tuma sheretz, if it's not wool or linen. So the same question that the Gemara is asking on Abaya, Abaya, the question goes both to Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shmuel. According to Rava, it won't be a question for Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but it will be a question for Tana Bei Rav Shmuel to teach us that. So the Gemara answers, it comes to teach us that a beged, which is three etzbos by three etzbos, has tumas shrotzim. How will Rava notice halacha? That means Rava, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, where would he notice halacha that something which is three etzbos by three etzbos, if it's wool or linen is mekabel tumas sheretz? Answers the Gemara, V'rava gola rachmona gam negoyim. Once the Torah taught us by negoyim, as we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur extensively, that even if you have a piece of material which is three etzbos or three etzbos, it's metama tumas negoyim. Because as we learned yesterday, the Torah, we learned it from the word ha-beged. So once we learned that by Negoim, if it's wool or linen, if it's three etzbos, but three etzbos, it's kabel tuma, huadin, the same din will apply be shrotzim, the same din will apply by shrotzim. Says the Gemara. So now we're back to the question, why does Abaye need a limud to tell us that three etzbos by three etzbos of wool or linen are mekabel tuma, shrotzim? Why can't I learn it? And that's what I learned from my beged. Why can't I learn it from the goyim? Says the Abaya. Abaya says you can't learn it from the goyim. Why can't you learn it from the goyim? Ikal mifrach, because a question could be asked. Mal in the goyim, shen shusri ve'erim mitabahem. As we discussed in yesterday's shiur, the goyim have this very big chumrah, that just even just the the threads of the wool and linen are makabel tuma, and therefore they're a very unique halacha. And since they're a very unique halacha, you can't learn shrotzim in any way from negoyim. Vidach says, how will Rava explain answer that claim that you can't learn in any way shrotzim from negoyim? If you're going to tell me that Negdoim are considered more chomer than Shrotzim, and therefore never can you learn Shrotzim from Negdoim, even for halacha, for any halacha, lichta rachmana, so then the Torah should have just told us the halacha that three etzpas by three etzpas are tamei by Shrotzim, and then lace in Negdoim inayu. Yes, you can't learn Shrotzim from Negdoim, but why don't we learn Negdoim from Shrotzim? Why does the Torah have to tell us the habeged to teach us the three etzpas by three etzpas by wool or linen? A makabel tumas negoyim. The Torah could have said it by shrotzim, and I don't need negoyim. It must be that the oy beged, which is stated by shrotzim, is not to teach us that a beged that's three etzpas by three etzpas that's wool or linen, because that's obvious. What is it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that three tefachim by three tefachim of other materials are mekabel tumas sheretz. Vidach, says Abaya, if the Torah would have just said three etzpas of wool and linen are metamei by tumas shrotzim, negoyim is shrotzim loyimirfrach. Loyasu, you can never learn negoyim from shrotzim, even though shrotzim has the cool, has the fact that it doesn't metamo threads. Dikel mifrach, malus sheretz. Sheretz has a chumra, shekem metamo be'akadasha. A sheretz gives off tumah even when it's just the size of an adasha. And therefore, I'll say that shalosh etzpos of wool or linen are mekabel tumah by shrotzim. Whereas negoyim, that the shear of tumah by negoyim is the size of a gris. And the Rishonim teach us that the size of a gris is 9 times larger than the shear of an adasha. So therefore we would say that only by shrotzim, sholosh al sholosh etzpos, are metamei by shrotzim, wool and linen, but not menegoyim. But we can't learn negoyim from shrotzim. And therefore, I need oy beged to teach us that semer or pishtin are metame b'shrotzim, because each one, sheretz and the goyim, have their own chumrah. So where we end up is, we have a machlokes, Abaya in Rava, how to understand what Tanit Bei Rishmol will hold. Two basic machlokes. One is a very halacha l'maisa machlokes, and according to Abaya, sheretz will never apply by other materials. According to Rava, it will apply, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, even if it's not just wool or linen. And the other issue is, what to do with the words, oy beged, what do I learn from the oy beged that the Torah user says by shrotzim? Rava uses it to teach us this very din, that even not wool or linen is mekabel tum if it's three tefachim or three tefachim. Abaye uses it to teach us that if it's three etzpos by three etzpos of wool or linen, it's metame tumas shrotzim. So, as we quoted, the Tanit Bei Rishmol says that whenever the Torah uses the word beged, even by shrotzim, it means wool or linen. However, Amar Abaye comments to us, Abaye, Hi Tana, we're going to learn now a different version of Tana de Bei Rishmol, Mapach Me'idach Tana de Bei Rishmol. In other words, in the yeshivas, they used to learn braises. And apparently, on the subject of what we've been discussing in our shiurim about Kabbalah's Tumah, there's a different version of what the Tana de Bei Rishmol learned. The Tana de Bei Rishmol, in this version of what was learned in the Tana de Bei Rishmol, the Torah says, beged. The Torah, again, speaking about Tumas Shrotzim, The Torah says, V'chol ha'shipa lo behem b'moysom yitmo mekol kli'etz o beged, beged, if the Torah would have just said the word beged, en li ela beged semru pishtin, I would only say that tumish rotzim applies only by wool and linen, just like we said by Negoyim, when the Torah says beged, it means only wool and linen. Menayin l'rebes shotzemer gemalim, how do we know that this also applies by tzemer gemalim, means wool made out of camel hair, v'tzemer novim, rabbit's hair, noitza shel izim, plucked goat's hair, which was the fine hair of the goat from which they made clothing, v'shiorin is silk, v'kalach is kalach silk, v'sarikim is a different type of silk, tamaloyma oibeged. The Torah says oibeged. Here, this version of Tana d'Berei Shmuel clearly indicates that all types of begodim are metame tumas shrotzim. Rav Amar, so Rava disagrees, and he says that we can reconcile both of these Tana d'Berei Shmuels. Kiles lachahach Tana d'Berei Shmuel b'shab begodim. When we learned in the previous year that Tana d'Berei Shmuel holds that there is no tumas shrotzim by other materials, that was only regarding sholosh el sholosh. That halacha by three etzpos or three etzpos, we learn from the goyim if it's only mekabel tuma if it's semer pishtin sholosh al shloisha. But when you have a material which is three tefachim by three tefachim, that is like the oy will teach us that it's mekabel tumas even tumas shrotzim. So in other words, we're going to hold that when it comes to wool or linen, even if it's just three etzpos, but three etzpos, it's mekabel tumas negoyim and tumas shrotzim. When it's shloisha tefachim and shloisha tefachim, then it has, if, and it's not just wool or linen, and it's not negoyim, it's shrotzim, it's mekabel tumah. The way I saw that the Tosfos, the Ritva, the Achronim want to explain the machloikis between Abaya and Rava is how far are we going to connect tumas shrotzim to tumas negoyim? So do we say Abaya holds that we have to treat them the same, and since there's no tumas negoyim by other materials, so too will we say by other there's no tumas shrotzim. Rava says we don't have to compare them that significantly. Ask the Gemara. So now we're saying that Rav is teaching us just the opposite of the way we started the shir. At the beginning of the shir, we said that what the Rav held, and this was part of yesterday's shir as well, that there's a machloikis Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shmuel. What was the machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shmuel? Three tfachim by other materials. That Rav Shimon ben Elazar will hold they are mekabel tumas sheretz, and Rav Shmuel holds they don't. But now we're saying that Rava holds that even Rav Shmuel agrees that if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, even though it's not wool or linen, if it's tumas sheretz and mekabel tumah. So Rava told us for yesterday's shir and the beginning of today's shir that there's machloikus of Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shmuel. Now it turns out there's no machloikus. For Ravu d'Amr Shloisha Shloisha b'Shab b'Godim Rav Shimon ben Elazar Islay u'Tanit b'Rav Shmuel Leslay. And now we're saying that Rava holds that the Tanit b'Rav Shmuel will agree that if it's Shloisha Tefachim or Shloisha Tefachim, and it's Tumas Sheretz, even though it's not wool or linen, it's Mekabel Tumah. Answers the Gemara Hadbei Rava Mehi. Rava retracted from what he said at the beginning, and he doesn't want to anymore say that there's a Machloikus Tanit b'Rav Shmuel and Rav Elazar. So, in a way, Rava and Abaya are coming in to a certain degree closer to each other. What do I mean when I say they're coming closer to each other? What I'm saying is that they both now agree that if there's no machloikis between Rav Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That they both agree. Their only machloikis now is what do they both agree to? Whereas Abaya holds that they both agree that there is no tumas sheretz. by other materials, if it's not wool or linen. That's how Abaye says they're both agreeing. Rav is agreeing that they both agree that if it's a tumma sheretz, and if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, even though it's not wool or linen, it's mekabel tumma. If it's going to be wool or linen, it's mekabel tumma, even if it's three etzbos, it's three etzbos. Vibay seima, or so that is a new way of understanding everything. Vibay seima, another way of understanding that Rav agrees with Abaye, that according to the first version of the Tanna Bei Rishmo, he's going to agree that only Tzemer or Pishtin, wool and linen, have all tumas. And it's not like the second version of the Tanna Bei Rishmo. And this, Vaha, this that we learned, that in the name of Rava, that there is no machlokes, that isn't Rava saying it, El Rapapa Amar, it's Rapapa who said it. The Rapapa Amar, Rapapa said this, that the Tanna Bei Rishmo, the first version of the Tanna Bei Rishmo, that just like Beged, that says by Negoim, is only Tzemer Pishtin, so too, anytime when the Torah speaks about Beged, is only Tzemer Pishtin, wasn't referring to Hilchas Tumah. It was referring to Hilchas Kloyim. The Torah is teaching us that when the Torah teaches us that there's an Isser of Shatness, the Torah is teaching us that Shatness only applies to wool and linen. But regarding Tumah Shrotzim, that is not what we're learning from the Goyim. And Shrotzim could apply like by other materials, as the second Tanna Dibei Rishmo we just quoted indeed teaches us. And it could, and therefore, the halacha of Shrotzim could be mekabel tumah by other materials, and it wouldn't necessarily be only three tefachim by three tefachim. It would even be three etzbos by three etzbos, because there's no indication that tumah Shrotzim doesn't apply by all materials and all sizes. Ask the Gemara. So according to you, Rapapa, the Tanna Bei Rishmo is coming to teach us that klayim are only by tzemer upishtim. Ask the Gemara, klayim behedik sibay. Klayim, I don't need a limud from negoyim to klayim to teach us that klayim is only by wool and linen. The Torah says explicitly, like silver shatnes, tzemer upishtim yachtov. So I know that klayim is by wool and linen. I don't need to learn it from negoyim. Answers the Gemara, salkadat chamina. If I only had that pasuk, I would say hani mili b'derech levisha. When is there a din that shatness is limited to wool and linen? When it talks about wearing them, because there the Torah says like silba, as we just read the pasuk, like silba shatness semro pishtin yachtov. Abel halor, to put it on your body, that also is included in the isra of klayim. Maybe I would say koltre mini usser. I can't wear any two types of material. That's why I need a limud from the goyim, according to Rapapa. I need a limud from the goyim, according to Rapapa, that even that type of shatness, not the wearing of shatness, but just putting on shatness, is by wool and linen only. Ask the Gemara, v'lav kavachaymeru, why do I need a limud? If when it comes to wearing, where the entire body enjoys when you wear a garment from the klayim, Amrit, we're saying that there's no question, because the Torah is explicit, Tzemer u'pishtin in midachrin aloi, that only Tzemer u'pishtin does the issur shatness, wool and linen, nothing else. Halor, so when it comes to putting it just on top of you, which doesn't have the same level of hanor, like kolshkein, that it only applies to wool and linen, says the Gemara, El de Rapapa, that we wanted to say that what I want to learn from the goyims to Hilchas Klayim, Bedusahi, is absolutely incorrect. So what the Gemara still wants to do is try to reconcile the two versions of the Tanna Dibei Rishmo. When the Tanna Dibei Rishmo said that since the Torah says Tzemer u'pishtin by Negoyim, from there I learn everywhere else when the Torah says Beged, it means Tzemer u'pishtin, Lasuye, it's coming to teach us the din of Tzitzis. to teach us from the goyim to tzitzis, we're going to learn from the goyim to tzitzis that when the Torah says v'aslam tzitzis al kafei b'gdeyem, we learn from the goyim that only begodim made out of wool or linen that are a beggar that's chai b'tzitzis. But begodim that are not made out of wool and linen are not chai v'tzitzis midaraisa. Ask the Gemara, tzitzis behed yiksib. By tzitzis, the Torah says explicitly that it has to be wool or linen. Because the Torah says, like silba shatnes, you're not allowed to wear shatnes. And as we just, the pasuk that we quoted on an aleph, and we learn, and the pasuk continues, semru pishtin yachtif, v'ksiv gedilim taslcha. The pasuk afterwards speaks about putting tzitzis, gedilim taslcha, al arba kafas ksuscha. So from here we learn that you could wear begodim, that only begodim mentioned the previous pasuk, that semru pishtim, there you make tzitzis, but other begodim are not chayiv in tzitzis. So why do I need a pasuk to teach us from the goyim that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is now saying? That the Brice has come to teach us, that first Tanit Beir Rishmol is not teaching us from the Goyim to Shrotzim. It's teaching us from the Goyim to Tzitzis, that Tzitzis are only by wool, ulin, and begodim. Why do I need to have that Pasuk? I have it. Why do I need that Limud from the Goyim? Answers the Gemara, Salkatat Chamina, Kedarova. Because I would say that maybe other begodim are also Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. But what is the halacha? The halacha would be like Rava Rami. Rava asked the question. Ksiv, on one hand, the pasuk says, "Vasalam tzitzis akafe b'gdeim l'dayroisam, v'nosno atzitzis hakonaf psil tcheilus." So the word hakonaf is superfluous because the Torah already says that you put the tzitzis al kafe b'gdeim. So it should say v'nosno al tzitzis psil tcheilus. Why does the Torah say the word hakonof? That it has to be, the tzitzis have to be made out of the same material, min hakonof, from the same material as if the tzitzis should be made out of the same material as the beged on which it's put on. On the other hand, viksiv, the pasuk that we're learning, and then the Torah says, gedilim laislach. So from here we see that the tzitzis are wool or linen. How? Which not necessarily the type of material the beged is made out of. Hakeitzad, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Semru pishtin, if you have tzitzis, the tzitzis threads made out of wool or linen, poitrin, they're kosher to be put on a tzitzis, bein b'minin, whether you have a wool beged or linen beged, you could put on wool or linen tzitzis, bein shlev b'minin, whether you have a different type of material, mishar minin. But when it comes to other materials, b'minon, if the tzitzis are made out of the same material as the beged, fine, shlai b'minon, but if the tzitzis threads are not made out of the same material as the beged, ain't poitrim, you can't wear such tzitzis. Because the Torah, where does the Torah say that linen and wool work? It only says it by linen and wool, nowhere else. So sakadat chamina kederava. So I would think that other begodim are also mechuyev in tzitzis, just like Rava says. Just you have to be careful that if you make a tzitzis out of those material, if you have a begin made out of those materials, the tzitzis should also be out of that material. Kamash malon. That's what the Tana, the Beir Shmuel, comes to teach us. That no, the begin, that the Torah says by tzitzis, only, just like by Negoyim, when the Torah says beged, it only means wool or linen, so too tzitzis is only wool or linen. But begodim from other type of materials will not be chayiv in tzitzis. That's how the Gemara is learning. And therefore, there's no chayiv tzitzis, according to this Gemara, midaraisa, if it's not wool and linen. Of course, midrabanan, it would be chayiv and tzitzis, but there would be specific halachas that we would have to worry about, because they can't be different men. They have to be the same type as the beged. It would be a question of shatness. In fact, that's why one should avoid wearing tzitzis, wearing a beged from tzitzis, from any type of material besides wool or cotton. Up to the degree that I did see an interesting machlokes rishonim. Here the Gemara says, Hakonof min konof. And from Hakonof min konof, we're learning that the tzitzis should be the same material as the beged. And Rashi, Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Meisvei, says that the tzitzis should be the exact same color as the beged, and that's the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Tor quotes the Ri that says it's not required. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruchaim Simen Tes Sif Hei says Yesham Shetzorach Lasis Hatzitzis Mitzeva Atalus. Some say to fulfill Hakonof, the tzitzis and the talus should be the same color. But Dagdikin Noyen came, and that's the way people who are Medagdikin Dalocha act. And the Rama says Van Ashkenazim Ein Noyegim Lasis Hatzitzis Rak Levenim. The Ashkenazim always make white tzitzis, even on colored begodim, vein l'shanis. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Tazayin, that a medagdik should make the talus cotton out of white for two reasons. Number one, we just quoted a number of Rishonim that say that the tzitzis and the beged should be the same color, and therefore it's appropriate that the tzitzis, if the tzitzis are white, the beged should be white. And he also, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes a pasuk in Daniel, Levushei Ketalig Chiver. He wears a white beged. And that's where the minig that some people have to wear white tzitzis, at least some do by the talus cotton, some do it by the talus gadol. This is where it comes from. Amar Rav Acha Brei D'Rava L'Rav Ashi. The Tana D'Brei B'Shmol. According to the Tana D'Brei B'Shmol, the way Rav Nachman Yatzchak is explaining him, that we're learning from the Goyim to Tzitzis, Maishnol Inyan Tumma, that even though it should be that we should learn from the Goyim, that Beged, that the Torah says by Tzitzis, that Beged, that the Torah says by Tzitzis, means wool and linen, so too we should say Tumashrotzim, where the Torah says the word beged, it should only be Tzemer and Pishtin. The Marbi, but you are saying, and that's what the Tanit Berei V'Shmol says in the second version, and that's what Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Shar Begodim, because we're saying that other materials do have Tem Sheretz, and why are we saying it? Because the Torah says the words Oy beged. Hachinami, so we should say the same thing by tzitzis. The Torah says, "Gedilim tasloch al aver kams ksuscha shetachasba lema." Why don't I say that the pasuk is coming to teach us, "Rabbi shor begodim," that other begodim, not just wool or linen, are mechuyim tzitzis. I should learn it from the words ashetachasba. So the Gemara is saying that just like you learned from the oy beged, which the Torah says by sheretz, to teach us that Tumash Rotzim is not limited to wool or linen, why don't you say Ashetachasaba teaches us that tzitzis are not limited to wool or linen? Answers the Gemara, Hahu, that pasuk of Ashetachasaba I need for a different purpose. I need to teach us Lasuyach Susu Mahudasa. It's come to teach us that the beged of a blind person is Mechuyiv and tzitzis. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Urisa Maisoi, Pratlik Ksus Laila. The pasuk is coming to teach us that a Ksus Laila is potter from tzitzis. At the Omer, we'll get back to this in a second. At the Omer, Pratlik Ksus Laila is it coming to teach us that a Ksus Laila is potter from tzitzis. Or Enel Pratlik Ksusuma. Maybe it's coming to teach us that a beggar of a blind person is potter from tzitzis. Kishu Omer Ashtachasaba. When the Torah says the words Ashtachasaba, Hare Ksus Suma Omer, Hamana Kaimaris Mesoi, Pratlaksus Laila. So the pasuk is coming to teach us that Ksus Suma is Chayiv and Ksus Laila is Potter. Ask the Gemara, Omala Risa Larabis Ksusuma, why are we quicker to say that the Ksus of a Suma is Mechuyiv in Tzitzis? Ulahoitzi Ksus Laila, to say Ksus Laila is Potter from Tzitzis, maybe say the opposite. Maybe say Ksus Laila is Chayiv in Tzitzis, and a Ksus Suma is Potter from Tzitzis. Answers the Gemara, Mabani Ksus Suma, we're quicker to be married with the Ksus Suma, Sheyeshna Bariyah Tzal Chayrim. Unfortunately, he can't see it, but other people could see it. And we exempt Ksus Laila She'ein Bariyah Eitzel Acherim, that no one else could see it. Ve'ema, asked the Gemara, L'Rabbetz Shar B'Godim. So Ashad Chasaba was saying, is coming to teach us that if it's a Ksus Laila, it's chay, if it's Ksus Sum, it's Chayiv in Tzitzis. Maybe it's coming to teach us that other B'Godim are Mechuyiv in Tzitzis. Answers the Gemara, Mestabra Koy B'Semru Pishtin. The Pasuk says, G'dilim Tasalach, the Torah connected Shatnas and Tzitzis. Why did the Torah connect Shatnas and Tzitzis? Shatnas, as we learn in the Shir more than once, is by Tzemeru Pishtin, and we're saying that Tzitzis is by Tzemeru Pishtin. So it makes sense that we're going to extend Tzemeru Pishtin of a person who's blind. But Koibit Tzemeru Pishtin, the Pasuk is clearly speaking only about wool and linen. And now we're going to say Shar B'Godim, that it means other materials as well. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that if I have to choose which am I going to be Marba, it makes more sense that I'm going to be Marba something by Tzemeru Pishtin, which is the subject, not to all of a sudden say that something which is not Tzemeru Pishtin is Chayiv and Tzitzis. So there's a big machlokes rishonim. What is the definition of ksus laila that's potter from tzitzis? Rashi says ksus laila is a garment which is miyuchad lalaila, nightwear, pajamas. So according to Rashi, if you have pajamas, even if you wear it by day, you're potter from tzitzis. On the other hand, according to Rashi, a garment which is designated for use during the day requires tzitzis, even when worn at night. And this is also the opinion of the Rosh. The Rambam has it, and as I saw, the Chazon Ish points out, pajamas are worn by day as well. People don't get up right when the night is over. But says Rashi, says the Chazon Ish, it's meant as a pajama. Pajama is meant for night. The fact that you don't get up right when the night ends, doesn't mean it's not a beggar for the night. The Rambam disagrees, and he says that it depends if you're wearing it by night or by day. If you're wearing it by night, any beged is potter, and if you're wearing it by day, any beged is chayiv. The Ran actually holds both opinions. The Ramah brings an opinion that says it's improper to sleep with a talis cotton, because it's considered a bezoyin for the mitzvah. The Ramah says there's a minig that people do sleep or nap while wearing the talis cotton. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal, who says that one should, based on Kabbalah, that one should sleep with a talis cotton. Says the Eish Avraham from the Prima Godim, the one who wants to be follow the shita of the Arizal should wear his regular talis cotton that he wears throughout the day, not especially designated tzitzis for the night. Because if somebody wears his regular talis cotton at night, so he's at least being mekayim the mitzvah according to Rosh and Rashi. Because since this is a beged that's meant to be worn by day, according to Rosh and Rashi, any beggar that's meant to be worn by day, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But if he sleeps with a beggar that's used only for a pajama tzitzis, so now he's not mekayim the mitzvah according to anyone. According to Rambam, at night is never a mitzvah. And according to Rashi and Rosh, if it's a beggar that's meant to be worn only at night, there's no mitzvah. So if you're going to have tzitzis to sleep in, according to the Arizal, it should be especially tzitzis that are worn by day. There's another interesting machloikis achroinim. Are you allowed to put in tzitzis at night. So the Tshuva's Nois Desha says that only during the daytime should you put in tzitzis in your beged. Since one should not make tzitzis at night, according to the Rambam, night is completely parted from tzitzis. The Prima Gadim disagrees, and he says that even the Rambam would hold that just because there's no chiv of wearing tzitzis at night doesn't mean there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. And if you put on tzitzis at night, if you put the tzitzis in your beged at night, that's how you're preparing them, that you should be able to wear them by day when there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Another interesting raya that we have from subject that we learned early in this parak to the machlokes of Rashi and Rambam. Early in the parak we discussed, when we were learning Hilchos Chanukah, what is the proper place to put the Chanukah candles? And we quoted the Medrash that the mezuzah should be on the right, the Chanukah menorah in the middle, on the left, and the person wearing his tzitzis in the middle. So I saw a beautiful pshat that from the Malbim. The Malbim says, but when do we light the menorah? We light the menorah at night. And according to the Rambam, you don't wear tzitzis at night under any circumstances. So if you don't wear tzitzis at night under any circumstances, according to the Rambam, so how does the Medrash say that I'm the mezuzah on the right, the menorah on the left, the tzitzis in the middle? There's no tzitzis at night. But according to Rashi, if it's a beged that's made for the day, then you wear tzitzis at night. You wear it even by night with tzitzis. So the shiltus is very understandable. One more interesting question. The Gemara says in many places in Shas that what do we learn from the smuchim, from the juxtaposition of tzitzis and shatnas? We learn that klaim is mutter by tzitzis. So the Shas of Tshuvas Bris Avram asks, we know there's a rule, mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. So why do we need a special limud that tzitzis could be made out of shatnas? Of course they can be made out of shatnas. Mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu, so I'm not having a hanah, so there's no issa shatnas. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful teretz. He says, when is there a rule of mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu? That's a mitzvah that you're obligated to do. That means matzah on Pesach. There we say that even if you enjoy eating the matzah, there's a rule, mitzvah slav lahenes nitnu. But if it's a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do, it's only a mitzvah that if you do it, you get a mitzvah, there's no klal of mitzvah slav lahenes nitnu. Tzitzis, the din of tzitzis mi'ikar adin, is only if you're wearing a beged that has dalet kafis, you have to put on tzitzis. But you're not obligated to wear such a beged. And therefore, there is no rule of mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. And that's why we needed a special limud. That's why we needed a special limud to teach us that tzitzis can be made out of shatnas, tzemru pishtin yachtav. Amar Abaye. So Abaye makes a comment on a braisa that we discussed earlier. Earlier we learned that Shimon and Lozer said you can't use for schach linen, because it's Mekabel Tumas Negoim. Amar Abaye, Rav Shimon and Lozer v'Simchus Amar Dover Echad. They both agree that something which is Mekabel Tumas Negoim cannot be used for Schach, even if it's not Mekabel any other Tumas. Rav Shimon and Lozer, where do we see these opinions? It says the Rav Shimon and Lozer Hadamaran, that we learned in the Braisa, as we on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, that he says that you can't use Pishtun. He didn't say beged pishtun. He said you can't use pishtun. What do we see from here? That if it's just the threads of pishtun, which we said previously only doesn't have tumas negoim, that's the only tumah that it apply to it, still, because they're only threads, it's still already disqualified for schach. Sumchas, the tanya sumchas, I'm a sichacha. If you put on your sukkah for schach, betovi, psulim. If you used linen that was just made into threads, it's possible for schach. Ask the Gemara, Kedman. So here we're seeing that he says that even though it hasn't been processed, it hasn't been bleached, it's still possible for schach. Kaitanya, it follows the following opinion. The Tanan, Shasiv Erev. We've discussed that there are two types of threads. there's the Shasi thread and the Erev thread. As soon as you start processing, as soon as you make them into threads, the Makabel Tumas Negoim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hashasi Mishiyishla, only after we're taken out to be whitened. For Erev Miyad. Why? Because the Shasi threads are more noticeable. Since they're more noticeable, people don't use them until they're whitened. The Erev threads are less usable, and since they're not so noticeable, they're mekabel tumah right away. For Unin Shel Pishtin, when we have unspun flax, then everybody agrees Mishis Labnu. So we see that Rav Shimon ben Lazar, that even unspun fibers are already susceptible to tumas. To Tumas Negoyim, and since susceptible to Tumas Negoyim, that's why they're not able to be used for Schach, because anything that's Makabel Tumah cannot be used for Schach.